This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. A prayer movement has sprung up in a handful of churches in the middle of the country. The focus is, of all things, Interstate Highway 35, which stretches from Texas to Minnesota. The participants believe that if enough people pray hard enough, God will touch the communities along the interstate. As NPR's John Burnett reports, some people along the freeway don't especially want to be prayed for.
What a rich slice of Americana on this chilly Friday night on Cedar Springs Boulevard in Dallas. Two dozen young people from Heartland World Ministries Church sing songs of praise on a street corner in what they believe to be the Lion's Den, Dallas's gay bar district.
Jesus!
In a secular counterpoint to the worshipers, up the block, a transvestite busker in a blonde wig and leopard print miniskirt who goes by the name Large Marge strikes up a favorite.
Close your eyes and I'll get you.
In the middle of this street tableau, a disheveled man walks up, hands his quart beer bottle to his buddy, and asks the church group to pray for him. The group's leader, a former Alabama drug addict turned evangelist named Joe Oden, puts his hand on the alcoholic's forehead.
He said he wants God to deliver him from this situation. Fire of the Spirit of God burning him.
We'll return to the prayer warriors in a moment. They belong to a Pentecostal, evangelical branch of conservative Christianity, and they're part of an unusual prayer movement with a small M that began with this woman.
One day we were praying, and we were reading Isaiah 35, and Isaiah 35, verse 8, talks about a highway of holiness. And we were thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if along this highway 35 here, that there was a special time where God just touched everybody that lives on all parts of this highway.
Cindy Jacobs is a petite, intense woman with an indelible smile who heads a prayer ministry called Generals International. She stands in front of her headquarters in an office park south of Dallas, overlooking the prophetic freeway.
And so we develop a prayer strategy, and we had people pray from Laredo to Duluth, Minnesota, and prayed for 35 days. We prayed about such issues as eliminating systemic poverty. We prayed for safety. We prayed for people that are caught in drug addictions and trapped in their life and hopeless. It was marvelous. It was just a great time.
The prayers continued after the 35 days were over, and now the movement has a name, Light the Highway. Its website lists 22 churches and prayer groups along the interstate in Laredo, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Des Moines, Minneapolis, and Duluth, to name a few cities. Will travelers think it's strange when they see a cluster of people, heads bowed and hands uplifted, on a grassy strip beside the highway? Steve Hill, the 54-year-old senior pastor at Heartland World Ministries in the Dallas suburb of Irving, is not concerned.
What would you rather have, a group of young people praying on I-35 or a group of young people dealing drugs on I-35? Take your pick, okay?
Though Light the Highway is not widely known, there's considerable skepticism within the steepled sanctuary of the Perkins School of Theology at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, where William Lawrence is dean.
America is full of religious groups that are testing the boundaries of what is possible to believe, much of which will have a very ephemeral lifespan and will fade from the scene because it's without substance.
On the whole, Lawrence looks askance at impersonal prayers for passing motorists.
Tossing out words to God as if I want to pray for the guy in the semi with the Louisiana license plate on it is not anything close to the encounter where somebody engages in what I know has been practiced in many places, truck stop ministries.
Yet roadside supplication is not all they do. Heartland World Ministries, the church at the center of Light the Highway, sends prayer teams into jails, malls, well-to-do neighborhoods, and Dallas's gay bar district. Joe Oden is the church's evangelism pastor.
We don't believe that God is going to come down and touch the asphalt, but we believe that God is going to touch the people from the corridor of Laredo to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're right off of I-35 here. And so this is an area where people are. And we believe with Light the Highway that everyone needs Jesus, Caucasian people, black people, heterosexuals, homosexuals.
Especially gay people. Every Friday night, a prayer team comes down here to Cedar Springs to conduct what they call a purity siege, hoping to set off a sort of mass repentance. While they are sometimes heckled, on this night, interactions with club patrons are civil. A 22-year-old evangelist from Little Rock named Kevin Wilkes has challenged a 49-year-old Dallas interior designer named Kyle Perkins to reconsider his lifestyle.
Just to be honest, you know, this is darkness out here.
No, it's not.
Oh, this is darkness, Kyle. No, see, we're supposed to be light and salt of the earth. The Bible says that friendship with the world is to be at enemy.
And what's dark around here?
What's dark?
Uh-huh.
Sexual perversion. Idolatry lifted up in their own hearts.
There's no idolatry on these corners or anything. I don't see a graven image brought up on any corner here or anything.
Actually, that's the second commandment. The first one is put in.
Writ large, this is more than a dialogue between a street preacher and a gay interior designer. It's a snatch of the same debate that's tearing apart Protestant denominations along every interstate in America.
See, the truth is graven on your heart, Kyle. God loved you so much, he put the truth on your heart.
And I still do not think I'm doing wrong. I think I was created this way. God created me a homosexual, and I'm perfectly happy that way. And I'm going to be to heaven, and I'm sure you're going to be in heaven, too.
I am. And Kyle, the scripture says...
While this church group seeks to light the highway with the redeemed souls of sinners, some people along congested Interstate 35 might request a different sort of supernatural intervention. How about fewer traffic jams? John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.